News continuing to come forth in the aftermath of the presidential debate from Tuesday, and a couple of things on that, including something that Bill O'Reilly said just moments ago. If you're listening to his commentary, we have Bill O'Reilly's commentary every morning at 7:25. I'll get to that in just a moment. But first, I wanted to, are we still allowed to have political humor? Is it still acceptable?
Depends.
Are people going to, and this isn't a joke, it's a humorous social media comment in a story. Well, I'll just throw it out there. And the nice thing about this is actually, I'll tell you what it actually is, and you could actually turn it for either party. All right, so there's, and this is a serious story. There's a woman in upstate New York, it says here, was arrested over the weekend for allegedly using six children to steal Trump campaign signs from people's homes. I mean, first of all, now how sad is that? I mean, if you're going to do it on your own. Don't involve the kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
She's 45 years old, and she's charged, among other things, with criminal possession of stolen property, larceny, marijuana possession. I'm sure that tells us there, as well as six counts of endangering the welfare of a child.
If it was marijuana possession, she should have been relaxed.
Yeah,
and so. Not been doing this.
Well, maybe stop by using the kids. The kids wouldn't, get hit and go to jail.
Well, and the key is the six counts of endangering the welfare of a child. So somebody snarky on social media writes, remember, she stole Trump signs, so you assume she's a Biden supporter. Was she endangered the welfare of the child because they were involved in theft or because she's a Biden supporter?
Oh.
I mean, come
yeah,
on.
That's yeah, see, that's what
can
I meant.
Can we say that?
Right,
but
well,
it can work both ways, though.
Let me tell you.
It can work both ways.
The emails fly, and there have been a lot of them, and they are getting pretty hostile and coming from both sides.
Exactly. Well, again, hey, you can turn this around because there are no doubt Trump supporters that have children that will do things that aren't proper, and I'm sure we'll find some situation, too, and you can say the same thing, you know, where they arrested because of what they did or because, you know, they're Trump supporters. So just keep that in mind and have a little fun. And relax, people. It's just a little political humor, for goodness sakes.
Well, taking signs is taken real seriously. There's nothing funny about that.
No. I mean, that actually, you know, yeah, I hear that. And both sides are reporting it, too. 7:45 on WSW. Also on the debate, I thought this was very clever. Saw this online in the Detroit Free Press. And the Free Press apparently caught wind of this, and I didn't hear this. And some of the post-debate analysis on Fox News, the coverage, Senator Ted Cruz was being asked about what he thought of the debate. And here's the comparison he made. I thought it was a raucous debate. It kind of reminded me of Detroit Pistons basketball in the 1990s, where there were a lot of hard fouls and a lot of missed shots. But at the end of the day, I doubt the debate changed the election in any fundamental way. Hey, a shout out to the Bad Boys.
The Bad Boys, yes. But where's Lambeer these days?
They were palatable to watch. I'm not so sure the other night it was.
That's a good point. And in the end, we knew who the winner was.
That's right.
No question. But how about that? Yeah. So a little shout out for Pistons basketball from the
old
1990s.
School Pistons basketball.
Yeah. And remember, as we often say, as much as at some point the NBA decided that this couldn't stand and we shouldn't accept this kind of basketball, it was the NBA that promoted that kind of basketball. And we're happy the Pistons were doing that. You can put the images together for the Pistons Bad Boys. They loved it when that was going on.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so that was kind of fun. Well, speaking of the debate and just furthering it. So Bill O'Reilly, I don't know if you heard this.
Yes, heard this report.
Did his commentary. Yeah. And he was doing at the end of his commentary, he said this, and I disagree with this. Let me play it for you. It runs about 15 seconds, and here's what Bill O'Reilly said. You tell me what you think. Here we go.
The moderators in the upcoming debates have to keep their questions shorter and to the point and arm themselves with facts. If either of the candidates say something that isn't true, the moderator has to step in.
No. I'm sorry, that's not the job of the moderator, because who wants that job? Because who wants to determine whether or not that politician actually told something that wasn't true?
Well, part of the rules going into this is that the moderator would not be doing fact-checking.
And how, even the fact-checkers, if you read some of the fact-checks, there are some things that were ruled false. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But too many times it was, mostly false, partly true, in context, what moderator is going to be able to deal with that? No. Hey, if somebody wants to fact check, let the other candidate call them out.
Exactly. That's part of the debate process.
At least that's what
know
I think.
To know their, do their homework and prepared to, check one another, but not the moderator.
That's at least that's my perspective anyway. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Chris Wallace was trying to do a bit on the other night, too. It seemed like to me that's what he was trying to do.
Yeah. And it just,
I don't know, interjected himself into the debate many times.
That's the problem because then he, you know, it's a tough job to be a moderator in the first place. But if they're throwing stuff out there, and again, how do you keep track of it all?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And hey, you know, we face this sometimes, and I know that, Pat, you faced it, and Art faces it all the time. People call and say, hey, you know, that guy didn't have his facts right. You should have called him out on it. Really? Well, guess what? This is why we open up the phone lines.
Yeah, for you to do it. Right.
We might offer our opinions, and if we disagree with something, we'll say so.
Mm-hmm.
But again, sometimes, you know, people come up with stuff that I can't say yes or no immediately because sometimes it's fresh material that you haven't even heard yet.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right.
And then sometimes there's that little grain of truth.
Well, if the moderator starts challenging facts, it suddenly looks as if the moderator is taking a side.
Oh yeah,
That's why it's better left for the two candidates to know their homework, do their homework, and be able to challenge one another without the moderator doing it.
And this next debate, as much as there'll be moderators, I guess, to keep it going, but this is the town hall one, isn't it, coming up?
That's their suggesting it in the future that it'd be a town hall approach.
The debate commission
is suggesting that approach, or maybe it's already decided. But I don't think it was pre-planned. I think they took the town hall idea as a way to get away from what we had the other night because they feel that the candidates are not going to interact with a voter asking a question as opposed to the moderator.
Hmm. Well, I know there's talk already, and I think, Pat, you talked about this the other day when we were just kind of doing some observations that is there a way we can put them in a box, you know, where you can cut the microphone off and then, you know.
Well, yeah, that's another suggestion that's being made, at least when they make their statements, that they won't be interrupted because the other one's mic will be off. But then when they open it up to challenge one another, then they would obviously both be live at the same time.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to find out.
But I do think they have to do something to make sure that they can't talk over each other all night long.
Yeah.
I mean, cutting the mics would probably be the best way.
Well, maybe, hopefully, next Wednesday with the vice presidential debate scheduled that it will go more smoothly, and then maybe the presidential debates can take a cue from that.
Yeah.
We'll see.